An occasion which gives a chance to all those who are against violence and bloodshed to vent their anger at despotic regimes. In Iran, people flood the streets in their millions across the country on the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan to mark International Quds Day in a show of solidarity with the people of Palestine.
We have taken part in the rally to let the world hear our voices. We are with Palestine and Palestinians.
We will never stop supporting the oppressed. Israel must be ashamed of its crimes.
It's been about 70 years since Israel occupied the Palestinian territories and wreaked havoc and destruction by demolishing Palestinian houses and infrastructure. International Quds Day rallies are held in about 80 other countries worldwide. The demonstrators condemn Israeli regime's atrocities against humanity, and it's not an issue specific to Muslims. That's why protesters from various religious groups march alongside Muslims on this day and chant slogans denouncing Israel and all its supporters.
Military failures in the past have been replaced with great victories. We believe that victory is close, as Imam Khomeini, the late founder of Islamic Republic, and our great leader said.
The protesters have also sharply criticized the United Nations and other international rights organizations for turning a blind eye to Israeli crimes across the Palestinian territories. They've called on the world body not to remain silent over Israeli atrocities against Palestinians.
The United Nations is supposed to maintain the rights of the oppressed, but is serving the wealthy. It is definitely not maintaining human rights.
Since the beginning of this conflict, numerous resolutions have been issued with none being implemented because of the strong support provided by Israel's allies. And this has provoked strong criticism of the UN mechanisms. Hamid Javani, Press TV, Tehran.